With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. An upbeat report on U.S. economic growth. The American economy grew at a 4.4% annual rate July through September, the fastest pace in 2 years. It's an upgrade of the initial estimate. Now that his Board of Peace is up and running, President Trump says it will work to strengthen the foundation of peace that he's already laid.
We have peace in the Middle East. Nobody thought that was possible. We've settled 8 wars. And I believe another one's coming pretty soon.
That would be the ongoing conflict in Ukraine. The president has spoken with Ukrainian President Zelensky in Davos, Switzerland, site of the World Economic Forum. A former Uvalde schools police officer acquitted of charges over the delayed response to the Robb Elementary School massacre.
29 children were in danger.
On May 24, 2022, at least 370 law enforcement officers rushed to Robb Elementary School in Uvalde, Texas, where a teenage gunman ultimately killed 19 fourth graders and 2 teachers. Adrian Gonzalez was among the first on the scene. Gonzalez faced 29 charges of child abandonment and endangerment and up to 2 years in prison. Jurors deliberated for more than 7 hours. Gonzalez said he was thankful but declined to offer a message to victims' families. I'm Ben Thomas.
The Minneapolis economy is suffering as anti-ICE protests persist.
Businesses and customers are staying at home. Some protesters are targeting businesses they see as aiding federal immigration enforcement. Countless stores have temporarily closed, canceled events, or reduced hours. Some hotels that house federal immigration officers and saw protests have stopped accepting reservations altogether. The Minneapolis-based Target Corporation has also been the target of protests.
Correspondent Bill Alexander. Dow futures up 184. This is SRN News. What do you think about the Bible?
According to a poll released by the Family Research Council, 28% of regular churchgoers think the Bible is the Word of God and should be taken literally. Another 26% agree, but add the caveat that some verses are meant to be symbolic, not literal. 15% of churchgoers believe the Bible is the Word of God but contains some factual errors, and 16% say the Scriptures are just one of many holy books and no better than any of the others. Michael Harrington reporting.
America's Hispanic congregations are growing. According to a poll released by Lifeway Research, a lot of new Latino-majority churches are springing up around the country, and while they are small, they won't be for long. The average Hispanic congregation starts with about 30 members, but by year 8, that number has increased to almost 100. Half of the new churches are in the 3 states with the most Latino people, Texas, Florida, and California. This is SRN News. A House panel votes to hold the Clintons in contempt of Congress and the Jeffrey Epstein investigation.
The Clintons have said they had nothing to do with Epstein for decades. Bill Clinton offered to have the committee leadership and staff interview him in New York. Chair James Comer rejected the offer. The Clintons contend the subpoenas are invalid because they do not serve any legislative purpose. Committee Democrat Maxwell Frost says this is a distraction. Republicans should focus on release of the Epstein files.
1% of documents is unacceptable for a bill passed by the United States Congress that they are in violation of. They're breaking the law right now as we speak.
No former president has ever successfully been forced to appear before Congress. Ed Donahue, Washington.
A Council on Criminal Justice report shows a 21% decline in the homicide rate from 2024 to 2025. That's based on data collected from 35 American cities, 922 fewer homicides last year. SRNNews.com.